To you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Hi, welcome everyone to another sud segment where good beer meets really bad radio.
Really bad.
Really bad.
This is gonna suck.
You've been warned, folks. I am one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana, and with me today at the table is good old boy Kendall.
Cheers, everyone. I'm really happy to be here.
Yay.
He almost said that with a straight face.
I know. Really?
I almost believed it.
What was he? Did you do electric shock?
His eye twitched. That's how I knew he was lying.
R.E.M.
Good old boy Sparky. Hello.
I'm proud to be here and not as a part of my court-ordered release program on my own volition.
Thank you.
Sparky, what are you doing?
Reverend Mark, hello.
Hello. You may ask yourself, how did I get here?
Don't ask. Just scroll with it.
I stopped asking myself that a long time ago.
Good old boy Dave.
I have sensitive nipples.
That's a new one.
I thought we were sharing.
Apparently.
Share? Overshare.
Yeah, it's a fine line.
TMI, Dave. TMI.
Thank you.
That means nothing to me.
Well, today we are, brace yourselves now, drinking beer.
Ooh.
That's right. Ooh. Today we have a flight of 8 distinctly different styles that all have something in common.
Oh, God.
Something. Now, before anyone gets up from the table, okay, it's not that they're non-alcoholic. They all have some alcohol in them. Dave already pulled that trick once.
Yeah, that wasn't a good day.
We know how that went. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was a great day.
No, that's wrong.
It was so wrong.
Now, none of my co-hosts know what's going on with today's lineup, except for Dave, and he barely knows what's going on anyway, so really it doesn't matter.
What?
So everyone's going to be tasting blind and then giving totally unbiased reactions to these things. I'm not going to reveal any information until after we have tasted, discussed, and rated these beers, okay? All right, good old boy Sparky, why don't you give us the suds ratings for today?
We'll be discussing and rating these beers with the suds ratings plus our signature belching sounds. Here are those ratings now. 1. That sucks. Give me anything but a bud. 2. Was that a belch? 3. Ah, what a relief. 4. A body really should not make that sound. 5. Listen to that hang time. Give me another.
All right. Well done.
Okay. Well, let's get on to it. We've labeled our tasting cups A through H.
It spells ah.
Did we stop at H because that's how far Dave has gotten in learning the alphabet?
Or is that where Dave is going next, to H?
Sparky. What?
That's kind of mean.
That's not nice.
I don't mean that. I'm just kidding.
Well, he's got a point. Never mind.
Shut up.
All right, let's start with A. Dave, that's the one that looks like the triangle, okay?
Wow.
This?
Here.
This is the one?
This okay. Is a phonics exercise.
Hooked on chronic works for me. Okay.
Is the secret thing with these beers is that you left them in your hot garage for a couple of years. Is that the unifying theme?
Perhaps.
Just want to find out. All right.
Or maybe next to a jock factory.
All right.
Wow.
Wow.
Just kidding.
Wow.
All right.
It was in the jock factory. Okay.
Well, this one's got some hops in
it. Yes,
it does. I'll say that.
Yeah. So if you guys had to pick a style, what style would you say this beer is?
I mean, it's clearly an IPA.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
Or a hoppy.
Stop it.
I think IPA is a fair guess. You might be pulling our leg, but it's some similar. Kind of, like a tropical IPA.
Buddy, when I'm pulling your leg, you'll know.
Yeah. I'm getting some tropical notes. I'm not feeling the passion fruit, but I'm not sure.
All right, let's go on the assumption.
There's definitely some malt on the nose, too. I mean, certainly.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's go on the assumption that this is an IPA.
Mm-hmm.
How do you like it? What do you think? What are you tasting? You said tropical.
I mean, there's definitely a nice malt backbone to it.
Yep.
Yeah, it's old school IPA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank God.
More West Coast.
West Coast.
West Coast folk show.
There's dankiness on the nose. Oh,
mm-hmm. Can I make a guess?
Yeah.
I think it's tropical or torpedo.
Okay.
Could be.
Tropical torpedo.
Interesting.
Wow. Sierra Nevada? Is that
mm-hmm. right? Yeah.
Nice.
That's a very specific guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good. Wow.
Yeah. IBUs are up there.
They are.
Yeah.
Yep.
They are.
I'm just watching
nice.
A poker face right now. Yeah. It's not going so well. There's a twinkle in the eye. You can't, even when you hold your face, I mean, I'm sorry, listeners, you can't see this, but Juliana has
no
very
one,
tricky eyes.
No one has a better, I know something you don't.
She's truly the queen of that.
Yes, that's sure. probably because she's married to me, and she so often knows stuff that I don't.
Like the alphabet.
Yeah. Hey! You know what? It'll be another
like
year and a half before he comes back.
It was a good run, guys. It was a good run.
Yeah. Okay. So, yes, this is an IPA. Mm. Yes, there's a decent amount of hops in here.
Tastes kind of old school, kind of West Coast.
It tastes kind of West
just
Coast.
Just really solid backbone, though. Like, that's what I appreciate about it.
Cool.
Yeah. Crazy, huh?
Yeah.
What are we going to rate this puppy?
I get a 4.
Yeah.
Four.
Sorry. Just an IPA.
Okay. We're rating this a 4. So, what is this?
If this is like the Trader Joe's brand or Aldi IPA, I'm just going to be really grouchy.
The Aldi Pilsner is pretty good.
I've had it.
So this is called Wild Range IPA. It is 6.3% ABV, and it's won a few awards. It's actually won a silver in something. Very interesting. And they say that it pairs well with grilled beef seasoned with herbs and spices. Hmm. Wow, that's
say more like
is
chicken.
It fruited at all, or is all those notes coming from the hops?
All those notes are coming from the hops.
It's a good beer.
Yep,
good beer.
And it's brewed in New York.
Okay,
cool.
All right, any particular upstate?
We'll get into that.
What
later,
are we talking about?
Rochester.
We'll say it right now. Yeah.
Oh man,
Genesee Brewing in Rochester, New York.
Ah, Genesee.
Yep.
Good there job, Genesee.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Some solid stuff.
Let's move on to LB.
B. Plan B.
Next to A.
Which one's LB?
Next to A.
I don't see LB.
I tell you what this letter looks like.
Uh-huh. Right.
It's like a booty.
I was going to say a lady laying on her side, but
okay.
That's classier.
And I see foaminess all around.
Foamy, don't you know me? Well, this one's not.
Plenty of grain on the nose.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is more new. I would say a pale ale.
Yep. That's where I'm going with this. Not as hoppy as the last one. Not as bitter, but still has a similar kind of malt character to it.
Nice, clean finish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little breadiness in there.
It's decent.
Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, I don't know if it's an American wheat because they're usually don't have this kind of malt, but just the head is going crazy.
Yeah. The legs.
You know, that could be a good call, too. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. depending on how they brew that American wheat, it could be kind of pale ale-ish, but with a lot of wheat and a grist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
This is very drinkable.
It doesn't suck.
No, it really doesn't suck.
And that's all you need to hear from us.
And scene.
I like it because I like it.
Well, it's been a great episode, everyone. Apparently, Reverend Mark said that's all you need to hear. So,
and we're done.
I'd like to thank our sponsors. If we had any. But
we should look into those someday.
Yeah, you know, I've heard they're good.
I think it's a good, good decent beer.
Moist. Moist.
It was time.
Yeah.
And yes, I knew it was coming at some point. Yes.
But I think I could quaff this beer.
Could you quaff?
So it's quaffable.
Okay. It is quaffable.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Good. Good.
Oh, yeah.
Good, decent color. Okay. Wow. Cool. We're going to rate this a 4.
2 4s to start the
Tell us some thing. More.
I feel like I'm getting set up.
Yeah, it's going to go downhill from here.
Yeah, I feel
this
like
is
there's...
Coors, right?
And also, she just smiled a little bit. There was just like at the corner of her mouth.
Okay, so...
that's never good, trust me.
Yeah.
So this is a session IPA.
Okay.
4.5% ABV.
Hmm.
That's
now,
pretty good flavor for a freaking...
Yeah, it really is.
Beer. Yeah.
What they're saying is an aroma of mixed berries, lemon, citrus, bubblegum, citrus zest, and tropical pineapple.
I think they just...
That's a little exaggeration.
That's a lot of work.
That's marketing.
That's only if you're microdosing, man.
Yeah. and this is the Hopping Nomad Session IPA that's brewed by Octopi. Okay, Octopi Brewing in Wanakee.
Is that plural for octopus?
Wanaki. Wisconsin.
Yeah,
Wanakee.
Wanakee, Wisconsin.
Which that's
Wisconsin.
Where
we were on the right track with pale ale. Because what's really the difference between a pale ale and session IPA?
Marketing.
Speech. Marketing.
Yeah. No,
throwing
I mean,
as many fruit flavors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is, I have to say, this is a really good start so far, don't you think?
I'm happy.
So far it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
I still am ready.
Just wait.
We're getting set up.
There's way too many twinkly eyes
over
here.
Just wait till we get to beer M, you know, then you guys are going to really pay.
We didn't tell them that there's going to be a beer M.
Oh, forget what I said.
I'm ready for BM.
Erase the tape.
We'll be back with more beer in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone. So today's episode is a blind tasting of a lot of different styles from the looks of things in terms of the color range and the color wheel that we have. And there is one common denominator that will be revealed at the end. So we did A.
Moist.
We did B.
Moist.
Sorry.
No, you're not. Now we're going to move on to nothing. C. Let's talk about C. And ooh, C is lighter in color from the get-go.
Super light.
Smells a little skunky. A
little bit.
Oh, ooh, man.
This
is a green
Pimpy
bottle. This is a green bottle situation.
Yeah, dude, I'm in a green bottle.
It smells like Reverend Mark's car.
Yeah, it does. Ooh, I don't like to, like to broadcast that.
What had happened?
Where I hit one the other day.
Oh, I was talking about what you were smoking on the way over here.
Oh!
He usually likes to hotbox before he starts an episode. That's kind of a thing.
That'd be me too.
This is definitely a green. This has to come in a green bottle.
Yeah.
It's
not a Heineken, or is it? Or it's I tell you, the one that's
a little light for a Heineken.
Heineken light.
notoriously bad with DMS also is Rolling Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Do they still make that, or we just use that for exfoliant?
From the glass lined tanks of Old La Trobe.
That's right.
You're hurting me.
Wow.
That was part of her childhood.
That was.
I'm sorry.
Right. That was. That in
you probably England. Still haven't Rolling been Rock, to Josephine, Rolling have you? You haven't been to Josephine, have you?
No, yeah. We have not.
All right. No.
This is. This is off putting.
Mm hmm.
That's a good.
Grolsch?
Well, let me ask you this. Do you guys think this might be better with a lime in it?
Yeah.
At least one.
Okay, we've just killed Reverend Mark.
Yeah. It needs a lot in it.
Yeah.
This is a Corona, right? It's been in a clear glass bottle out.
I think you're moving in the right direction.
Lay it on a beach for the last 2 weeks.
It's too thin.
Maybe what we could do is go back to like not taking the lid off the bottle and just leave it inside the bottle.
Oh, gotcha. Let's just look at it.
Yeah, just look at it.
Well, or not. I'm going to say this is that it is in a clear bottle. Okay, yeah. So it's not green. It's clear.
It's even worse.
Oh, it may be Miller time.
But Miller doesn't skunk.
It does not.
That's true, yeah.
Because there's no hops.
This is...
No, they have used some scientifically modified hops.
Correct.
Scientifically modified.
That do not get skunky when the UV light hits them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And that can happen so fast.
Within minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it can also become a preferred taste.
Right.
People are like, I've been drinking this for 10 years. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
So what does one have with that, though? Like, how would that enhance anything?
Regret.
Yeah. Grilled skunk.
Yeah. That's good eating. Don't waste that.
Well, I don't know. I could have a Pop-Tart with this, maybe.
Pop-Tart? I'm curious. Cause...
Wow. Okay. What are we going to rate this, guys? Yeah.
I give it a 2.
Oh.
A number 2, if you know what I mean.
Whoa. Yeah, we're giving this a 1.
Wow.
Yeah.
Number 1.
Wow, things have turned. The worm has turned.
Yeah, okay, so this is called Monterey Cerveza, which is brewed in...
Cervecería Centroamericana.
In Guatemala City, Guatemala. Yeah. Yes, so this is a Guatemalan beer.
So basically, you guys have just declared war on Guatemala.
I would just like to apologize. I feel like Sip Suds and Smokes, we need to reach out to Guatemala. It's better. You can do better than this.
And it we love your coffee.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be this way.
Guatemala.
Yeah.
We're going to help you.
Mm-hmm. Stick to coffee. Yeah. Is that what you're saying? Yep.
And this is 5.3% ABV, too.
Or just put it in a brown bottle, please.
Yeah. Don't let it sit in the sun. It's a bad plan.
You know what, though? If you were on the beaches of Guatemala, and I have no idea if they have beaches, they probably don't. But, you know, this might be okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Is Guatemala landlocked? I don't know.
I don't think so.
I'm a victim of public school.
So. I feel like we should have known the answer to this, and I would like to apologize again to Guatemala.
Guatemala.
You can have better beer. If you have beaches, don't drink this.
I think the beaches are where you go before you die.
Mm.
Dang.
That's a thing.
Okay.
They've got beaches.
Yeah, that's amazing. Actually, Guatemala has both Atlantic and Pacific border coast.
So, that's amazing. Yeah.
So are you saying
Central America?
You wouldn't drink this on either side of the country?
Oh, no. No. No, there's not enough limes that can make this the right thing.
Fair. If you had all those limes, you might as well just have a mojito or something.
Oh, that'd be fine. Oh.
Yeah.
Throw some, just steal some cachaça from Brazil and make yourself a caipirinha.
Oh,
now we're talking, right? That's the right answer. Yeah. Avoid the bottled
cachaça
beers.
That stuff will get you in trouble.
It's true. Fast.
Fast.
I use it for aftershave.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I use it for mouthwash.
Yeah, well, you know.
I just think this might be a good beer if served locally, but it's just really got some problems going on.
Yeah, you know, it's like it'd be interesting, like, if you had this on tap where it never had a chance to skunk, like, what would it taste like? But I don't know. You know, I don't, honestly, I don't know how many other beers from Guatemala I've ever had.
No.
So, I don't know of any.
No, so I've right not
now,
had one.
Right now, we're 0 for 1.
Have you really?
I said, no, I have not had one. Yeah, it's like.
Yeah, this is, I mean, I guess maybe I'm sort of naive, and I would think that, like, Corona would be down there, and they wouldn't necessarily, because they're so small, they wouldn't necessarily have one of
them. Corona
but,
taste better than this?
I mean, you can get Corona everywhere, but I mean, it's the European lager, you know, when all the Germans invaded South America.
Well, that's what we have. Yeah, most Central and South American brewing is based off German brewing traditions.
Yeah.
Right.
But they use the ingredients on hand, and you know, you kind of have to deal with the weather and the climate and the water.
Crappy clear bottles as you skunk it.
Yeah. Yeah. Can it. Just put it in a can. Yeah.
Has anybody ever had Corona on tap?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Does it taste different?
It does.
It does.
It absolutely does.
I know Heineken does.
It certainly does.
I've had Heineken is better on tap than.
Well, now that they've started putting it in cans, you know, I've had it on airplanes, and it's
totally
decent beer. Yeah, it's good.
But some of those like Corona and stuff, the style, like one of the characteristics of like a Mexican lager now is for it to be kind of skunked, because that's kind of. The expectation.
That's too bad.
Which is a shame, because I mean, gosh, if you've had like a Pacifico from a can or something, so good.
Pacifico is probably the best.
Oh, it's my favorite.
Yeah.
By far.
That's like the secret selection. But there's a lot of great.
I mean, Modelo Especial is really good.
Yeah. Right. You know what? Yeah, absolutely. And some of the ones that Negra Modelo in a can, if you've ever, that's a thing.
Yeah.
It's a life-changing experience. Well, it's great.
Historically, it's a Vienna lager.
It's a Vienna lager. Absolutely. Yeah.
I think Pacifico is your favorite, right?
Pacifico is my favorite. Yeah.
Yeah.
Out of all of those. Mm. Yeah.
Not this.
No, not this.
Julianne is not even opening her mouth all the way. That's where she's at with this beer.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on. Let's go to D. D's a little darker in color.
D's.
Still a little funky on the nose.
A little funky. Yeah.
I don't know if I'm getting skunky from the last beer or this one.
It's from this.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Not as skunky, but still.
But I'm getting a little bit of DMS also.
Is that a rapper?
Yes.
Yeah, his early works were great.
Yeah, until he sold out.
He was a little corny.
Yeah. I think a green giant.
That's enough of you.
Yeah.
What kind of style would you say this is?
An American lager?
Okay. I think you're a lager.
Yeah.
You think I'm a lager?
I'm a lumberjack.
Mass market lager.
Yeah.
Okay.
But still, I mean, there's definitely the skunkiness going on there.
Yeah.
So definitely came in a bottle.
It come in a pale, in a clear can?
Or green.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a clear can.
Transparent aluminum. It's a thing.
It is. Thank you, Star Trek.
It was a green bottle.
Yep. Green.
Green.
All right.
So one reason it's not as skunky is the clear bottle. The green does filter some of the UV.
A little bit.
Some.
But not nearly as much as brown.
Right.
Does this have a flip top cap?
No.
He's digging. He's digging
trying.
For clues.
He's, I like that. He's trying. Yeah.
So
I don't understand the thread. I mean, I know I should.
You will at the end.
All right.
So, yeah, I mean, this one's a little more appealing than the previous one,
which isn't saying much.
Yeah.
But it's there. I mean, it's there.
Well, I think
once you get past the skunk, though, there's at least a little bit of malt in there to kind of.
Well, yeah, because the color. So obviously they're using some different malts. Mm-hmm, it's not just corn and wheat or whatever.
Rice, you think?
Canned corn.
Could be.
I don't know. What do you think, Reverend Mark? What are you feeling right now?
Well, I'm just thinking. To me, it strikes me as being a very, you know, kind of middle of the road American lager. I'm getting the skunk like everybody else, a little DMS on the nose, but it tastes, it drinks well. You know, it's got some, a little bit of hop balance to it. You know, wouldn't trash it.
Okay.
It doesn't suck.
I don't think it's an American beer. It's just like the Titanic, but
it's full of bears! Yeah, I'm with you. I think it's a Euro lager.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Nowhere to go but up.
We're going to go with a 2 for this particular beer. And this particular beer is imported from Holland.
Oh, no. Well, and I called it an American lager.
Well, it's Holland, Holland, Michigan.
Yes.
No.
Or New Holland, Michigan.
Holland, Holland, Queens.
No. 5.0 ABV. This is Holland Lager 1839.
Okay. And it tastes like it was made in 1839.
That's true. Oh my.
Wait a second. The thread of this is the beers that were left in your refrigerator after a party. The last party before COVID.
Right.
I figured it out. Ding, yep. Ding, ding, ding. Give me all the sound effects.
Okay. Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Let's move on to E.
E for excellent.
How much of this would you need to drink to die?
Now, E is darker in color than what we've been tasting. In fact, it is the darkest of the bunch.
That's like true.
A coppery brown.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep. A little on the opaque side.
It doesn't smell
berry,
skunky.
The sweeter the juice. That's what I've heard.
Banned once again.
You know what?
Banned once again.
Yeah. Hmm.
Hmm.
Mm.
It's like
a little bit oxidized.
A little bit.
Yeah.
So it's been in the bottle for a little bit.
I get that too.
Almost as if somebody left it in your refrigerator after the last party
in a hot garage.
2019.
In the hot garage. You found an igloo cooler that was full of beer on the side of the road.
Yeah, I feel like if there was any hot bitterness, it's faded. Yeah. It's had a little oxygen pickup, and
these are all out of date beers. That's your thing. I figured it out. Except those hoppy things were still kind of hoppy at the beginning.
Yeah, the first two had some still good hoppiness.
So your little theory just filled a crap, man.
I mean, no, there's a little bit of a little bit of caramel. It's definitely oxidized. Definitely bready.
Yeah, I get the breadiness, kind of a little bit of grainy aspect to it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like an
amber.
It's a little cardboard.
It's like an amber ale.
Thin. Or the body water. Is thin.
It is. Yeah. It's crisp and thin. I guess you could say that.
Amberbach, from 1992.
Like a cracker.
A Michelob Amberbach.
Yes, from 1992 that they found.
Yeah. Not
1992.
Far off.
No. Right. Yeah.
It's crazy how well this started, and it's just slowly
declined.
Wow. Yeah,
I knew you were going to do
just,
that to us.
Yeah, you're just screwing with us.
I don't dislike it. Don't like it. I nothing it.
I nothing it. Well, I mean, I guess in a pinch, this is better than the last two. It's got a little bit more flavor. If I needed something to get me where I needed to be quickly, this would.
And you didn't have any like meth or.
That's messed up.
It's not bad, but would I call it great? No. Okay. Yeah. We are going to rate this a 2.
Oh.
And this is the first one I can't finish.
Okay. Really? You mean you could finish the other ones?
Well, it was spite.
You are such
He's like,
a...
you're not going to beat me. And then this one, he's like, okay, you're beating me.
All right, skunk. Cool. This one is brewed also by Okapee.
Octopi.
I don't see. No. Is it? Oh, did we do a typo? Is that what this is?
Maybe.
Okay.
Octopi.
Yeah, this Okatopi.
I can
brewing.
Tell the Octopenis in it for sure.
Wow.
Ooh.
So this is from Wanakee, Wisconsin again.
Wanakee.
This is their Breckenbach. A malty, lightly hopped Bach style lager beer.
So it was
4.5% ABV. But I don't really get much of the hops on this.
No,
not at all.
No,
I definitely got the cardboard.
Did you get any oxygen on this one? Because I don't know.
It's a Reinheit's Gabuti call.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Okay. Well, there's that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on. Let's go to F.
Not sure if I want to, but let's look at what this is.
All right.
I think you should go F yourself. I think
it's Pepsi free.
Oh God, clear Pepsi.
Mm.
Remember clear Pepsi? That was a thing.
Oh my gosh.
Oh. I haven't smelled it yet, but it seems like something, if I became injured, that this would be a good thing to apply to a wound. Almost as a salve.
No.
It smells sweet.
It sugary. Doesn't smell like a normal seltzer. Oh.
Flat Sprite.
It's just so satisfying.
Oh my god, it's the best thing ever.
I didn't know that there could be like a penicillin flavored seltzer. Like, I didn't know that until today. And I feel like
take your medicine, boy. Yeah, take your medicine.
It reminds me of back when I was a kid and drinking drinking tea with saccharin.
The smell on this is artificial, but it's not bad. And then you taste it, and then
it's bad.
Yeah, this isn't.
You know what? I think it made my stomach hurt.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say that this is a seltzer, right? I mean, because it's got to be. But it's there's yeah. There's
well, hell, if you don't know, how are we supposed to know?
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, this is so wrong.
I don't know what's happening right now, but okay. I'm yeah.
Woo.
So,
I think
so.
I'm sorry that I was mean to you.
Kendall, you were on one of the other seltzer shows. Like putting this in the context of a seltzer,
this is not seltzer.
Not even that good.
No.
Man. This is not good.
This was the Sprite that got left in a bottle, and partially opened, and then left in your garage refrigerator at the first COVID party.
Someone might have peed in it.
Oh.
Ooh.
I didn't think I used that bottle, but I might have.
I'm now taking a pretzel chip and I'm using it to scrape my taste bud on the radio.
Scraping his
you guys
tongue.
Can't see this, but it's happening right now.
Sparky is scraping his tongue. All right, so
we don't even have a rating this low, so we're gonna go with a one just by default.
Yeah.
On this particular,
but I'd like to apologize to all the other ones that we've given over the years because you don't deserve this.
We'll reveal what this is in just a minute. The destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view. Welcome back, everyone. Hope you're doing well.
Apparently, F was the right letter to put for that one because it was completely F'd.
Well, for those of you just tuning in, we are doing, it's kind of
a cruel trick on Kendall, Sparky, and Mark.
No, no, we wouldn't say that.
I would.
So this is a blind tasting of an assortment of colors and flavors and styles. And it has one common thread to it, which will be revealed at the end.
They get worse.
They're carbonated.
I feel like, that this is getting worse and worse as time is going on.
Well, we just discussed F, and we gave it our rating. So let me now tell you what this is. So first of all, this is a seltzer. This is what you thought. It is Vista Bay Black Cherry Hard Seltzer. So what's interesting, though, is that this is made by a winery in Germany.
That's all kinds of messed up.
I know, right?
Or so the Germans would have us believe.
I did not get black cherry at all.
No.
No, I didn't.
So, this is 5% ABV. Oof. Light and refreshing with notes of ripe black cherry. Pairs well with pulled pork, strawberry shortcake, or enjoy on its own.
Every bit of that was a lie.
That was propaganda. Thank you, Joseph Goebbels.
There were zero words of truth in that.
I've never had pulled pork strawberry cheesecake, but I'm willing to try.
I have a great drink you should try with it.
It's fruity and savory.
Yeah, pulled pork cheesecake.
There's a lot of umami.
Umami.
Okay.
A whole other taste sensation.
Well, okay. Now, wait a second. Things are getting... I'm feeling down the rabbit hole. We've got two things left, and you guys have taken us to Germany, New York. I don't know. What is this? Beverages that have the letter E in it?
Okay.
That's...
They're all carbonated.
They
are.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're all wet.
They're all.
We can do that.
No.
Okay.
Moist.
Let's move on to G.
What about this one?
This just looks like my urine.
Oh. Tastes like it too. Wait, what?
What?
Wow.
This is.
Mine's a little saltier.
No, G is. Okay, G is a little dark. It's not as dark as the.
It's an amber.
But yeah,
if your pee looks like this, you must have been recording two episodes.
Yeah, you need to take care of yourself.
You just came back from a beer fest.
Okay.
All right, still not happy on the nose.
But happier.
Well, it doesn't it doesn't really smell. I mean, there's not a...
Oh, there's a smell, my friend.
Wow.
Very sweet.
Mm-hmm. Some kind of international lager. International amber lager.
It's definitely boozier.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is. You can taste the booze on it.
Yeah. That's what my wife says to me a lot.
That's what she said.
Wow. She can taste the booze on it, huh? Wow. Sorry.
Wow.
He started it.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Sparks. I know you're out there somewhere.
He's really not. And she'll never listen.
No, she won't.
Say what you want.
No.
Tell us more details.
Well, what had happened was...
It was late one
night. It's not terrible, but it's not a great beer.
No, it's meh. Like, it's an average beer. If I wasn't, like, going for something really niche-y, it's not bad.
The flavors of the malt match the color. A little toasty.
Yeah.
A little dark bready.
Yeah.
Yeah, no standout for sure. I mean, it's just kind of the ingredients of a beer.
It's a beer.
It's interesting how everyone's expectations get reset over the course of a flight. Because the first ones, you were like, you had no idea what you were going to get. And you were like, holy wow, this is really good. And then it was like, ka-gunk, ka-gunk. And it just kind of fell down. And now you're like, well, you know, it's not terrible.
I think, I'm thinking like oxidized Vienna lager.
Well, after you committed a hate crime on our mouths with the last sample, Dave and Juliana, I think that everything is back to normal.
That's some strong language.
Wow. Oh, my.
I think it's apt.
Well.
Oh, my.
Sparky just dumped.
I mean, you know, I had some sips.
Yeah, it's a little sweet. You know, it almost tastes to me like, I hate to say it, but second runnings, like a very sweetened second running, right?
Is that the sequel to Cool Runnings?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, like, this time I mean, because normally second runnings is thin. This is thin, but there's like this odd sweetness at the end of it that's just a little, like, what are you trying to,
and I'm think confused. It's because there's not a lot of hops in it to balance that out, which makes me, that's why I said, like, kind of international amber lager.
Sure. Kind of sweet and boozy.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, better than before.
Okay.
I've still got PTSD.
But again, there's nowhere to go but up.
Really? And we're going to rate this a 2. Yeah.
I like how Sparky's ever optimistic.
Right? Okay.
I'm injured.
The next one's got to get better.
Serious trauma.
It's got to get better. Please.
If we just keep going, guys, it's going to get better.
So this one is called Independence Harbor Amber Ale. That's brewed by Genesee in Rochester. Caramel malt with delicate hop finish pairs well with grilled chicken and pasta. It's 5.5% ABV. To me, this tastes
It tasted boozy.
Stronger
than
5.5%.
Maybe that's just the sweetness, because that's typically...
Well, I think that's what it was. I think it's because it's not balanced and there's not enough hop to pull it out. So you get the... All you're getting is malt.
You've thrown two Genesees at us in this whole debacle.
Yeah. Do you guys... Like, the only Genesee beer I really have ever remember trying was the Cream Ale, right?
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, that's their... Yeah.
That's what they're standing for. Little stubby green bottles,
it's
right?
It's kind of a good beer, I think.
Oh, no. Yeah, absolutely. Genesee does some good stuff, but...
But then they do this.
Yeah, well...
You know. But, like, when's the last time you had a Genesee Cream Ale?
At least 10 years.
It's been a minute.
So, I mean, think about, like, how much your palate has changed since then. So, you know, would you still think Genesee Cream Ale was a good beer?
I would drink it and enjoy it.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. It's like a porch crusher. Right. I mean, it's something that you'd...
Mm-hmm. So, it's like a lot of stuff, like, once you put it in the right context.
Yep.
And you understand what you're doing.
Although I was generally a Little Kings guy over Genesee.
Oh, Little Kings. Oh my God. Yeah.
So, okay. The flavor of Little Kings was good, but I also think they benefited from just innovative packaging and like the marketing thing. Because it was like, it was so cool. And they're like, they're so tiny.
Little
cute,
7 ounce bottles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those were crushers.
I remember when I was a kid, our parents would buy a bunch of those. And, you know, because we were kids, you can't have a full beer, but 7 ounces.
It is packaged for children,
especially after you mow the lawn.
Yeah, this was back in the 70s. You know, get your chores done, then you can have a Little King, you know. Okay. Maybe it wasn't everybody's parents. Okay, that's fine.
Judgy McJudgertons.
No. Yeah. Right. I don't know how they did stuff in Pennsylvania. You know, Scranton.
Scrapple.
Yeah, here, you kids get some Scrapple after you do your chores.
Rock and rye.
After I mowed the yard, we just plugged a watermelon.
There you go. That's a thing.
I don't need to hear about your sex life.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
And we're moving on. Okay.
Unnatural act.
All right. Last but not least, let's get to H.
Heroin?
Mm.
Black tar.
Possibly.
Could be. I want to know.
Ooh, got some skunk going on there, too.
Wow.
Why do you guys hate us so much? Hey, welcome back, Sparky.
We loved you at the beginning of the show.
Yeah. We have harvested the anal glands of our favorite skunks and dosed.
You know what? It's not as easy as it sounds.
Oh, man. Why are you guys doing this? You're not...
Oh. Yeah.
Like, is this like the worst things you've untapped, checked in the last 10 years? Is that what this is about?
Listen,
I demand answers.
It'll all be made clear very soon.
I'm just looking at Juliana's eyes right now, and there's
just cold.
Yeah, so she's closing her eyes because she can't hide. She can't hide.
I was really looking forward to this after beers A and B, but it's gone downhill since.
I know, right? Yeah.
Fast.
I think this is a bottle of Corona that was dislodged from the armpit of a dead Aborigine.
That happened once. It's a thing.
Yeah.
How do you know he was dead?
Because the aftermath.
He could have been in hibernation, right?
Yeah, you know.
Wow.
Could have been taking a nap.
That was a strange visual. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm sad about the skunk on this. I'm sad. I was hoping that we were done with the skunks. But the skunk is here.
No, you're not. You're mean.
Well, so does this also say something about, you know, because I will tell you, a lot of the beers here were bottled and not canned.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and a lot of the bottles, I think, were
canned,
green.
But not bottles.
Yes. Yeah. They were canned bottles. They were either clear or green.
Right.
So, which is, you know, that... For whatever reason, a lot of European breweries are still doing the green glass. And
I'm not sure why. I know Pilsner Urquell switched to brown bottles, and that beer changed overnight.
Yeah.
Such a great beer when it's fresh. And those brown bottles made all the difference in the world.
For sure.
Like, is it just a stubborn adherence to tradition or, you know,
well,
like...
You know, So I worked at a beer distributor for a number of years, and we had this giant pile of out-of-date beer that, you know, when anything went out of date, we'd throw it in this pile and it would get destroyed and thrown
away. They called the haze pile. So anytime a new person started on their first day, they had to drink at least
You could just
three.
Take whatever you wanted, right? But I feel like this entire episode is from the out-of-date pile from our local beer distributor. I feel like that's possibly where Smarky. The theme.
You are very
that's
intuitive.
That's a good connection, I'll bet. Yeah. You know, and I think with the glass bottles, especially the clear glass, it's all about appearance.
Yeah.
You know,
it's flashy. It looks cool. You can see the product inside. You know, but it's like you don't want to see the product. You want to drink it, and it's not. I'll tell you guys, like, honestly, from the time we've been doing this show over the years and me sourcing beers and buying beers, imported beers, you know, they, depending on the style, especially, they start off from a bad point anyways, but just because of distance and time and the number of hands that they pass through. Like your normal beer, like ideally, so you buy something local, right? You buy something from down, you know, the brewery around the corner, you either get it on tap or you know, get it, but they can it or bottle it in the brewery, and then you get it and you take it home. Next best is, you know, it's pretty local, so you get it, you go to the store, you know, whatever. But then after a point, a beer is brewed, you know, somewhere in Europe. It's held there for a little bit until it's shipped out. So it has to be shipped across, you know, whatever. It sits with the importer. Then it goes out to the distributor. Then it goes to the store. Then it comes to you, you know. So there's all these different hands. And people don't always treat beer lovingly as we would like them to.
Sure.
So there's a lot of opportunity for stuff to get skunked, for it to just get oxidized and take some time.
Right. And beer is about fresh and local. Those are the two words that matter the most.
But, you know, I would, coming from a distributor background, I'd argue too, because I think that there's some brands that ship their stuff overseas and across the country that – where quality is the key. I mean, I'm not going to name names, but there were some that required that it had to be completely refrigerated from the second it left their, you know, warehouse to even the retailer. They wouldn't allow like warm stacks on the floor. So I think if you have the right quality control standards, you can certainly still achieve that. But you're absolutely right. There's some that just are like abuse victim beers that are just stacked.
It's about quantity.
Yeah.
And that's the thing too, though, like is, and like what I was saying about Corona and the Mexican lagers is like after a point, something that's an off flavor becomes the characteristic because that's all you know about that right. style. You know, I, for the longest time, would not have recognized a Heineken if it wasn't slightly skunked because I only got the green bottles and, you know, before. And so unless you had it on tap enough to really recognize that it, you know, it was different versus what you always got, which was those green bottles. Or unless you had a Corona, which, you know, you always cut up the lime, you always drop the lime in, which masks a lot of that. You didn't know that there was something else, you know, so.
And there's certainly a lot of variation out there, too. I mean, there's some, you
all
know.
Right, so we need to. Yeah. Yeah, we got it. We got to reveal.
Okay. Oh, God.
So we rated this?
2.
Yeah. Okay. This is Wernes Grüner Pilsner.
Oh, I know this one.
German Pilsner.
Brewed by, it's the
Aldi Pilsner, right?
Well, thanks, Saxony. Kendall.
Thank you.
So
that's the common thread.
Aldi beers.
They're Aldi beers.
They're right. Aldi beers.
Really?
Yeah.
Well.
Wow.
So the moral of the story is if you need to go to Aldi, if you're only near an Aldi and you need a beer quick.
Get an IPA.
Get the IPAs that are in the can.
Okay. Good to know.
Which is different than the beers that Trader Joe's, even though they're somewhat connected.
I've had this Warner's Gruter before that was pretty good, but I think it was fresh and just not skunked yet.
Gotcha. Yeah, you definitely didn't take it in the can.
Well, there you go. Wow. So that's the moral of the story. Get it in the can or look at your fresh on date. This is going to do it for us today. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap,
tap. Oh, and we love your feedback. Please.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, or Uncle Larry, play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes.
Very nice. We'd love your feedback. So if you can, reach us online at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com.
Our daily tasting notes flow out on Twitter every day at @SipSudSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands of other fans on those social media platforms.
Do us a favor and take the time to rate this episode if you've listened online.
5 stars.
It's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well.
Well, good boy Kendall, thanks for being here.
This was fun. I'm kind of glad I got to try all these. Now I know what to buy at the Aldi.
Yeah.
Please tell us about your blog.
My wife and I blog about the good news of good beer at beermakes3.com.
Good boy Sparky, thanks for being here.
I'm just sorry you had to buy more than one cans of those seltzers. So if you can have a way to like burn those, thank you.
They're in your car.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
After you mow the grass.
You shouldn't have.
Yes. Reverend Mark, thanks for being here.
So good to be here and to reacquire a liking for skunk.
Good old boy Dave.
Thanks, everybody. Watch me on Instagram at Good Old Boy Dave.
This is Good Old Gal Juliana. Keep on chuggling and catch you next time.
Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.